Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. So I recently had the wonderful opportunity to sit down with DJ Aderman, Jordan Felsky, and Rick Peters of SCOPE, which stands for Sur County Outdoor Projects and Education. And it was just great to talk with them about what it is that they're doing in the community, not only through their hunter safety classes, but there's so much more than that that they do for the community. So whether that's some of their trap shooting that they do, or the SCOPE Lodge, or just different ways that they're actively involved in helping get people, and especially kids, outside and fostering a love for the outdoors. I think it's super important what they're doing in Sawyer County. A lot of kids may not have that adult or mentor that they can turn to guide them when it comes to either hunting or biking or skiing or ice fishing, whatever it is that the Northwoods has to offer. There's a lot that we have to offer up here. And I think it's just excellent that they're in their 16th year now. And without further ado, let's get to the show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Tonight, I'm sitting down with members of SCOPE. We've got Rick Peters in here, Jordan Felsky, and also DJ Aderman. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks for having us, Dalton.
Yeah, thanks, Dalton.
Yeah. Thanks, Dalton. Thanks for having me out here. Appreciate you guys taking the time to talk about what SCOPE is all about and just the different projects you guys have going on in the Sawyer County community, and just also what you guys' plans are for the future. So can you guys tell me, what is SCOPE? So there might be some people that aren't familiar with SCOPE. So what is SCOPE and what is it that you guys do?
Well, Dalton, we started SCOPE back in 2008, basically just kind of out of a need, I think, just to get more kids outdoors. And SCOPE is acronym basically for Sawyer County Outdoor Projects and Education. And we kind of came up that it's a volunteer board that we put together, a volunteer board of eight, and then we also have five trustees. And we got that going in 2008, and just really kind of with a focus just to get kids outdoors. We have a real strong interest, obviously, in natural resource-related fields, but we also do a lot promoting all kinds of outdoor activity with kids skiing and skating and Eagle Scout projects to mountain bike trails to you name it, man. We're doing it.
Yeah, I think my first time, interacting with SCOPE was probably going through hunter safety. I think that was my first involvement with SCOPE and everything like that, and was very thankful to have that.
For sure. And that was really kind of one of our go-to programs really kind of in the beginning. You know, the state of Wisconsin does a nice job of getting those materials out there, but we really wanted to encourage a lot of people to go through that program, especially with what we have here in our community. So we were very, very blessed, from the support that we got in the beginning. We got a really nice trailer. And if you remember taking that class, I mean, we probably had, I think probably some of the nicest equipment and facilities to use to take that class.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I was just thinking about that because I kind of coordinate the safety classes here in Hayward, and then there's other instructors throughout the county that do the same thing. But I was just thinking, because we have to do another order on these, how many of those orange safety vests, you know, those that we've given away over the years to graduates of hunter safety. We always take the picture at the end there, mm-hmm. and have those kids. And it's kind of cool that's a thing, to think that there's just a ton of those vests that we've put out there for kids.
And I think too, Rick, when you take a look at like the graduate day and stuff like that, the opportunity for a lot of these students and kids and their families to come down to, say, like the Summit Lake Game Farm, some of the sites that we've had down there, and partake in all those, kind of that field day. You know, just what a wonderful day that is for those kids to come down.
Yeah, no doubt. And kind of hitting back on what DJ started with the beginnings of SCOPE, you know, one of the things, and I wasn't here for that, but one of the things is there was a group of people, DJ being one of them, and Dick Feaster, some other folks that were involved in other programs, other other volunteering for other organizations that they were spending time in the community and they were having a banquet and they were doing things, but then they realized they were sending a ton of money outside the community, you know, through these organizations. And it just, I think there was kind of a, maybe a level of frustration with that in a way that, well, we can do this and we can do it better and have it all stay here. And that has been really what Scope has been doing.
No, I think you're right, Rick. I mean, that's really what kind of propelled us, I think, to go. We wanted to see the money spent here locally on our youth and for our habitat and our improvement and make sure that we're getting the biggest bang, if you will, for the dollar. The national organizations have a very prominent role that they play and stuff like that, and I still support many of them. But it's pretty cool when you can take this 501c3. And a lot of people really get behind it, and they can see firsthand where the dollars are going right here in Sawyer County.
Going off of that, tell me about some of the projects that you guys are involved in.
Where do you start, Jordan?
Well, I think I'll jump in here while Jordan's talking about a couple of things. We just had our board meeting here in December, I think it was, where we had community grants, and a person can go, some people, organizations can go on our website and apply for, you know, grants. And most of them are, well, we want a few $100 to help with this group, or $1,000 to help with that, you know, whatever it is. But we approved pretty like $35,000 or close to that of grants, all the way from, you know, the fair, some of their animal market stuff that they're doing. Radisson Little League is in there, the sports center, some Birchwood School stuff, cross-country skiing, a lot of the stuff that DJ talked about before. There's just a ton of those little things that Scope is involved in taking. We're kind of a place that takes... is fortunate enough to get money from the community, and then we put it back in places that are getting kids outdoors.
Yeah, just, I mean, and we do this once a year. We get grants throughout the year. I mean, we've supported everything. Most recently, like the NABA fishing outing. I mean, they had, what, Rick, you were there, 40-plus kids get tip-offs.
That's awesome. And, you
know, 17 just... below.
Those are troopers right there, yeah.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it used to be we did, like, walleyes for Northwest Wisconsin. That was a big one out on the Couderay. We do the two hunter ed courses. Those are our events that we put on. But we get behind these groups that get kids outside. And it's really, I mean, we do the application process in the fall. But we do get some, I mean, we're between, what, I would say $30,000 and $40,000 a year that we're getting from our community to put back into the community. It's awesome.
It really is.
Yeah, that's really great to hear that you know, you're putting it in different places too, and all those little things that just have that ripple effect on making our community that much better of a place, because people are able to find funding through those grants and make those things happen for the kids in our area, and then they're able to make lifelong memories with that and hopefully give back once they're older as well.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we've kind of looked at in the last year or so when we're looking at Scope and the community, is we've had a couple, you know, interactions with community members. I know I helped out with National Night Out here this year, and Scope provided, it was kind of cool. We didn't have much to give the kids, you know. The DNR part of it was not, we just don't have money for that kind of stuff. So Scope was able to come up with some money just like right now, and we were able to take that and go to a couple of our partner businesses, L&M and then Hayward Bait, and say, hey, we want to get some stuff for kids at National Night Out. And we were able to just quickly do that, so kids that were going there got something outdoor related, either a little gift card that they could spend or a fishing lure or a compass or something when they did this stuff at the DNR booth. And I had people come up to me and because we had the Scope signs out and everything, and they were talking about Scope, and there's new people that are coming into this community over the last few years, and you obviously see that through your work and stuff too. But I had a couple people, and I remember one in particular, a guy said, Scope, I've been hearing about that. I looked you up on the website, and I'm just amazed at the stuff you do. And he made the comment at the time. He said, I initially thought you were just the hunter safety people. But when you look at the amount of stuff that we're up to, the amount of things that we do, we get involved in a lot of different ways to get kids outdoors.
When did your guys' love for the outdoors begin for you guys individually? Like thinking back to when you were a kid. So let's say like Scope existed back when you guys were kids, hypothetically. What do you think you would be doing, or how would you say that you got involved with the outdoors? Who kind of helped foster that in your guys' lives?
I'll go. I mean, I had my dad, and he was an avid outdoorsman. I mean, we were ice fishing as soon as we could walk. I mean, I was that kid with the bread bags over my socks because I was putting my foot in the ice, you know, through the hole. And yeah, it explains the lack of hair that DJ has from taking his kids. But we did everything. I mean, he's taken us ice fishing and fishing on a boat and trapping and hunting. I mean, trap shooting. It's just what we have up here. The exposure, I mean, farm, the public land. I mean, look at everything that we have access to. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of, I grew up in the outdoors. I grew up on a farm, you know, south of town here, and we probably did a better job raising rocks than anything else. But, you know, I was always outdoors as a kid, and either picking those rocks, you know,
I know that's like,
yeah, exactly. Cutting firewood, or, you know, going out in the fields and hunting and just trying to, in the wintertime, trying to get off the school bus in time with enough light that you might be able to go out and get a grouse, you know, that type of thing. And then I think we all have mentors in the outdoors too that helped us along. And I've talked with DJ about this because one of my mentors way back when was a guy named Punce Johnson. And just a larger than life character, was in the outdoors up here, worked for the Department of Natural Resources before it was the Department of Natural Resources. And I just remember him coming by and hunting, and he had land south of us, and just always being like very interested in his stories and the way that he told them. And so in addition to my family, my dad and my uncles, and just being outdoors, having that person that I could look at and say, wow, I'd like to do that. You know, that's what got me involved in it, and wanting to give back to it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, I'll just add on that too. You know, when you look at, fortunately, being exposed to that, both of my grandparents and both sides of the family all had, you know, those kind of related interests, but I found it kind of, you know, being, person that went through the Hayward school system here, and you look at it and you look at some of the mentors. Punce Johnson, he was a great, great, great guy. And I look at some of the teachers I had, like John Boone, science teacher in Hayward. And, you know, it just kind of promoted, you know, what do you really want to do, say, for me when I wanted to get out of high school? And I had that natural resource background, but man, it was pretty tough back then to find jobs, and really kind of encouraged me to take a look at forestry. One thing led to another, and geez, here I've been a forester for 40 years, and I, you know, but it's stuff like that. And so when you kind of buy into the community and you look at what's going on here, Dalton, you get it. I mean, you look at the beautiful resources that we have here, and how do you protect them? How do you encourage this really, really good stewardship and use these tools that we can provide to the community just to keep it going? We have a very, very special area where we live here.
Yeah, I think the older that I've gotten, the more I've come to realize just how special of an area that we have here. You know, there's a lot of people that'll come here in the summertime for tourism, things like that. Well, actually probably year round for tourism, but they come here to find their escape. And for us, it's just right in our backyard. We're able to take advantage of all those different things. And I think just for me personally, just enjoying it more now that I've gotten older, but enjoying it as a kid as well, but continuing to try to educate myself on some of those different things. So even going back to like skiing, like I didn't ski until 2 years ago, and then just getting into that and seeing that, well, in this area, it's been such a dominant thing, like the Berkey and everything like that. But now as an adult, trying out those different things and finding new loves in the area that I didn't take advantage of before.
And sometimes it's just the simple things. I mean, it's just like we started a program, and I think there's a bunch of community organizations that got behind it too. But a lot of our public boat landings, we donated, like, I don't know how many vests, safety vests, Rick, that, you know, we just leave them there. You know, mm-hmm. what's kind of a trip record? I'm a dad, and all of a sudden it's just like you got kids screaming at you, and you get down to a landing, and all of a sudden, geez, you forget the doggone life vest. Well, okay, what do?
Right.
You pack up the kids and go back, or you sit there, you're going to take a
draw straws
or whatever.
Who's staying back here? Yeah. We'll pick you up in an hour.
But geez, for, you know, what a practical thing. And just little simple things like that. Just have a half dozen safety vests there and use them. You know, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're talking about getting kids outdoors and how we got outdoors and stuff. And I think in a way it was probably a little easier for us to be outdoors. I mean, just from what other options we had, you know, if I wasn't outdoors, I was walking up to the TV and turning the three channels, you know, that's about as all we had there. So you were outdoors. And I think there's just so many other things that grab kids' attention now. And through Scope, I think what we need to do and what we're trying to do is find a way to grab their attention back to the outdoors. And even though we have all that stuff here, it doesn't necessarily mean that a kid is going to find those opportunities. So if we can find them here and there and kind of pull them in that direction, then we're doing what we need to do.
I agree. It was cool. This fall we had the fifth grade class out to the Scope Easter Lodge, and just to see some of those kids who don't really, you know, get out in the woods per se. I mean, you're out in the middle of nowhere out there, and they're wandering around doing a scavenger hunt and doing some stuff with compasses, and it was just, it's cool to see the excitement and them running through the woods. And, you know, we lost a group, but they made it back. And
still looking for them.
If we get a 90% return rate on those kids, we're doing
that's all you can ask for, right? But I think for a lot of those kids, that might be their first exposure to those outdoor things. Mm-hmm. They may not have those mentors in their life that took them along with to go hunting or even doing a lot of those outdoor activities. So the fact that you guys are trying to be that for those younger kids that may not have those different opportunities, it's great to see, and hopefully that spurs an interest or a love for that for them in the future, so they can go and do those outdoor activities. So
yeah, for sure,
it's great.
Yeah, 100%. I think we're involved with a bunch of different organizations that are trying the same thing. And one of the areas that we're, and I know DJ in particular is really involved with it, is through the Northern Waters School and getting them out there. The Scope Lodge is something, and DJ can probably touch on this a little bit, is something we were fortunate enough to get through the generosity of the Feaster family. And we're looking at ways, and I think this is Dick and Terry Feaster are really looking at ways that we can turn that into a place where a kid that is an outdoors every day can go out there and find those things and do those things that we were trying to get to them, you know?
Yeah.
No, you're spot on, Rick. And I think, you know, you just look at, again, the generosity of the Feaster family and just of our community, you know, to develop that. And, you know, we started with a program up in northern Minnesota, but, you know, sometimes just the logistics, the sheer logistics and having to cross the Canadian border and take a boat to get out to an island and stuff like that. And, you know, again, thank God for Dick and Terry and everything that they've given time-wise and financially to us, but to help us create these assets and what we've got going on now with the lodge and the new pavilion and the kind of the environmental learning center out there. Really, really pretty impressive what's going on. And there's a lot of people that have gotten behind it. I mean, when you take a look at that, we have a new neighbor out there that just came in, and just an outstanding neighbor in the Neville family, Rick and Jan Neville. Their son Stu here has the fly fishing shop. Outstanding people, and they just put their property into the Landmark Conservancy Trust. They're opening it up. We're entering into a long-term lease agreement with them. And so you just look at, again, just what Rick was talking about, these opportunities, and you're only 16 miles out from Hayward, but you're right in the middle, you know, kind of the entryway into the National Forest out there. And it's just, you come in a mile and a half off the highway, and boy, you feel like you're almost like in a wilderness area back there. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so touching on the lodge too, DJ mentioned that we just finished up the pavilion out there. So we had, it was kind of a group effort with a couple different companies, which again, small town, community strong, very cool stuff. But we'll probably have an event out there, I'm thinking this summer, kind of do like a ribbon cutting. We received a grant from Enbridge. They gave us $20,000 to put towards that project. And then Rick is kind of working on the like exposure to, what is it, the waterway there, the Hay Creek flowage. So we'll have, yep, we've had like the Birchwood fourth graders, I believe, out canoeing in the flowage area. And it's just, it's a really pretty area. We'll have to get you out there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, the Hay Creek Springs is actually one of the tributaries that feeds into the Chippewa flowage.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a big, big remote piece of property, and it's right here in our backyard. So it's going to be fun. We get some of the final projects done here this summer. It's going to be really fun, and we want the public to use that. We've got that nice pavilion out there now. We want groups, whether they're church groups or clubs, come out there and use that, because that's what it's there for.
Sounds good. You hear that, people? That's your invitation to go check it out.
Yeah, we'll have Northern Waters out in a couple of weeks. They're going to do their winter camping session.
Three
nights. Okay. Yep. So we'll have that. And then, yeah, stay tuned for more events.
Yep. Yeah. Got to get creative. So would you say that the majority of your fundraising comes through the Scope Banquet, or how would you guys say most of your funds are raised?
Yeah, mostly through the banquet, but you know, we've been really fortunate the last couple of years. We've had some in lieu of flowers, please send, you know, in memory of like the Clark family. Terry Clark passed away. We just had one this last summer. I mean, but most of it, yes, does come from the banquet. The banquet's a huge, huge event that we do in the spring, usually March. This year we're doing it April 13th. And we sell out all of our tickets by sponsorship. And it's just an incredible evening that comes together with the amount of stuff that we get and the people that are there. I think we are just shy of 300 people at the Steakhouse and Lodge. And Peggy does a great job getting us all in there and keeping us happy. And it's a good night. And it's a lot of people. I feel like there's different people in the room every year. I mean, I took over the banquet, I think, in 2014, 2015 from Cindy Hannes, and she did a wonderful job getting it up and going, and that's kind of my role on the board is, like, the fundraising and that kind of thing, so we're really lucky. We have Steve Kaner, and he does a great job as my co-chair, and I've got Kelsey Gensmer and Brittany Slayton, and we get together as a group and somehow put on an event and get everybody in and out by 10 o'clock. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's really a great community support, Dalton, and you know that. I mean, when you take a look at, like, Hayward Power Sports and, you know, what they do to promote outdoor recreation and activity, and just, I'll just use that. There's so many people, I mean, Retreat and so many others that just get behind this year after year, and it's really their generosity, and they get it. You know, we're very, very blessed in this community to have, that kind of support. And I think just by keeping everything very, transparent and out there, you can see everything, where their money's being spent. And they've got kids, and their employees have got kids, and they see it firsthand what's going on.
Yeah, and it's great to have that community support and involvement, and know that people are just coming and are going to be there, but also if you're looking for different things for the fundraiser, they're more than willing to help donate things to help make that happen.
You don't think it could get any better, and somehow people they give so much. And it's the Hayward community, but it's also, I mean, we have sponsors from Rice Lake. We have sponsors in Spooner. I mean, they just get behind the concept and they're like, this is great. Can we open a chapter in this? And I'm like, well, we're Sawyer County, you know, it's in the name.
Right. You're right. But you can't technically be in this other county.
Yeah, right. But no, the banquet, the people that, I mean, it's just phenomenal what we've been able to do with that. And really, it's all communities. We wouldn't be Scope without the community.
Well, it just goes right back to our again, you say the community, but we have probably 40 plus volunteers that set up that banquet and people, wow, out, you know, soliciting and stuff like that. We even get your mom. Mm-hmm. She comes in there and, you know.
What, my mom's involved with something?
She'd be appalled if she wasn't part of it. But yeah. I just look at it. I mean, when you look at the Berkey, you look at Lumberjack, and you look at our our community. I mean, we have a very, very, you know, strong reputation for volunteerism, and I think that's what has developed this community to what it is today.
Yeah, most definitely.
And that goes extends beyond, we talk about community, it's the entire Sawyer County community. You know, mm-hmm. we've got folks that are super involved in what we do and what our mission is in Exland and in Winter
Birchwood.
And all Birchwood, yeah, and all that stuff too. So it really, you know, we affect the whole county in some way or another. And you know, talking about the banquet, we're getting into a busy time of year here. Jordan is busy planning the banquet.
But I could imagine.
we're starting. I was just sending out emails today on our hunter safety class coming up, and we got to get some equipment ready for that. We have to sit down and clean a bunch of our firearms that we use for our scope shooters, trap shooting stuff that DJ and I are involved in this spring, where we get high school kids out and part of our high school trap shooting team, you know, that I would have loved to have when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah, so. I know some of my baseball players go and do that, and they always look forward to it.
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, scope shooters for me, and I'm one of those people that coaches it, but as I can coach it as long as they don't actually watch me shoot, because I'm not that good.
Do as I say, not as I do, kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm good at fundamentals. Let's say it that way. Yeah. But what I really like about that program, and I think it's kind of really kind of emblematic, but what Scope is about different, I mean, giving opportunities to kids. We'll take kids there that aren't your traditional athletes. They aren't the person that is involved in three or four sports, you know? Mm-hmm. And we have kids that are really involved in stuff too, but we have kids that maybe that's the one thing they decide to do and they can be good at it. Mm-hmm. And you can take a young lady in high school that has never shot a gun before in her life, never broke a clay, and put her next to a kid that duck hunts every Saturday he can get in the fall. And I tell you what, by the end of that season, and we've had this, those girls can outshoot those boys, you know, too. Mm. And I just get a big kick out of that.
I could imagine that's gotta be fun to watch.
Well, you're already starting to develop bad habits, I think, by the time we get in high school.
You know, definitely.
And guys are guys, but some of the, like Rick said, some of the young ladies that come in and they're actually a little bit timid, you know, how hard is a gun going to kick or whatever. And we try to set them up with the right gun. We've got club guns, you know, and stuff like that. And it really is fun to watch that progression, see that development occur.
We've had kids, and both boys and girls, but we've had kids come in there in their first practice session. Well, a perfect trap score is 25. You break 25 clays. So they'll come in and, you know, that's the goal is 20. And 25 is hard. Mm-hmm. We'll have kids that'll come in and break one, you know, on the first practice session. Next practice session, maybe three. And by the end of the year, by the time we get to a couple of the invitational shoots that we'll do, these kids will have spent time doing it and they're ramped up and they're more focused. When we do like the state shoot in particular, they shoot better and you'll see these 25s coming up. And it's just amazing to me that they've gone in 6-8 weeks that they've gone to that, you know, that progression. And it makes it just a ton of fun to see those scores. And so Scope Shooters is one of those things that we do that Scope sponsors, and we put money toward the guns and money toward ammunition and help sponsor the people to meet the requirements of the league that we're in. Mm-hmm. So, and we have fun doing it too.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've been able to purchase guns, and I mean, we have some really good mentors like Wendy Williamson. She's a really good trap shooter, I think. But like the Torsenson family, they gave us money and we turned around and bought some guns that were specific to help with left-handed shooters or equipment that we needed, or, you know, like the Wick family, Paul Wick, they used to have Angler's Haven. I mean, that was his dream, and we kind of got it rolling after his passing. So it's just kind of cool to see these kids come up through that program, and then they have that when they graduate and come back, like, oh, I was part of the trap shooting team, and now I'm in the Marine Corps, or now I'm a veterinarian, or, you know, it's just, it's cool.
Yeah.
I think Darby Roll was just out at the Summit Lake Game Farm. She got married this last summer, and she was one of our shooters, and now she's in Spooner, and it's just, it's really cool, you know?
Yeah. And so speaking of graduation, you guys have a scholarship fund as well through Scope?
We do, yeah. We give three $2,500 grants, and that's amongst five schools. So it's Birchwood, Bruce, Hayward, LCO, and Winter.
Okay.
So we'll give up to three per year, and it has to be something related to the outdoors, like sell it to us. We'll take any and any field that you're pursuing. So
that's great.
Yeah. Just being able to tie that career field in with the outdoors in some way, shape or form. And it's one of those things we're lucky enough to be able to give back to the community. And the kids that get that have to be Sawyer County residents, you know, and that's, we have the schools that have, that part of their district is in within Sawyer County. So we do it that way.
Yeah. And what are some of your guys's, plans for the future as you look ahead to Scope maybe 5 or 10 years down the road? Where do you see Scope?
Well, I think, you know, I think in the last couple of years, and part of this is really with the generosity of the community, we're in a position to start looking at things that we can do that's more long-term. So we have a lot of things that we're doing with organizations where we'll give a few hundred bucks for this or, you know, whatever. And we're going to continue to do that kind of stuff. But we're also starting to look more at, okay, what legacy projects can we have within Sawyer County here that is going to not only maybe benefit the kids that are going through hunter safety right now or coming into Little League or whatever it is that we're supporting, but that's going to benefit their kids too. So one of those opportunities I think that we're really going on is the Scope Feaster Lodge and some of the stuff that we're doing there. I think some of the other things that we're looking at is where are there gaps in the outdoors here that we can help another organization with in trying to fill that, to be able to get kids, you know, outside. And maybe that's another facility. Maybe that's another organization that has something that they want to get kids involved in, and maybe we can help with some infrastructure with that.
Yeah, and I look at other projects, Rick and Jordan, that we did in the past. You know, we got involved with the Canva group up at the Hayward Hospital on some of the youth development trails. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, something like that. I mean, we spent a lot of money there, thousands of dollars there just for that development. And I look at this project going on. It started last summer. And, again, this summer, that Terry Peterson Foundation with the Shoes Pond. Mm-hmm. I mean, we look that. That's the kind of stuff I look at Dalton. That you know, is going to have an impact. You know, where people can go down there and appreciate you know, those core sites that they can go and just kind of take that in and have a little bit of a wow factor, saying this is pretty awesome that you know, we can bring our kids here and have this kind of a facility.
Yeah, definitely.
I think one of the other things we're looking at is honestly. Our board is changing. You know, that we have a DJ touched on this before. We have a relatively small board, and it's hard for us to put on big events, you know. So we need, and we are very lucky to get a lot of volunteers, like for our banquet or for the family days that we have, hunter safety, all the safety classes. We really rely on volunteers for that. And we're looking for other ways that we can get people involved that want to be involved in Scope, but we're also looking at what does Scope look like in the future? What is our board going to look like? There's always change. Any volunteer organization, there's always change over in it, and we want to continue. We've been really lucky to have people that are super involved in the community and super just really good to have on the board, and we want to continue to do that, to find people in the community that say, boy, I've heard about Scope. I know about Scope. My kids did this with Scope. I'd really like to be involved in that so that, you know, we can keep Scope going and growing and giving back to the community for, well, how long we've been, Scope been doing this now?
We're in our 16th fundraising banquet.
Yeah, so 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So what does it look like? How do we have those people that are keeping it going 16 years from now and 30 years from now?
Mm-hmm. And let's say somebody did want to get involved with SCOPA or volunteering and things like that. How would they go about doing that?
Go to our website, SawyerCountyOutdoors.com. We have contact. You can fill in right there. And it just, that website, it's a work in progress, but gives a little bit more information about like our scholarships and the upcoming Hunter Ed classes. We'll have a banquet page up here soon. So yeah, that's a good resource for information. Otherwise, we kind of live on our Facebook page, I feel like.
That's the best way to reach out to you guys too.
Yeah. Okay. So shoot a message, or, you know, if you know one of our board members are listed on the website. So we're there too.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we end tonight's show?
No, I can't think of anything. You know, we're kind of learning on some of this stuff too. We're working on having a better online presence in some of our website stuff and everything, so people can find us better and find more information. And we're just really lucky to be in a community that gives back the way that it does, you know, in one way, shape, or form.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess anybody that's listening to this podcast, I mean, that's what we're all about. I mean, just reach out to SawyerCountyOutdoors.com and bounce some stuff off of us. We're in the community with you, and we want to just see our kids and our families truly enjoy it.
Definitely. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to sit down tonight to talk about SCOPA, and excited for the things to come in the future.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us. Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.